Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Off the air, Josh was telling us about something gross that happened on the trail yesterday.
Yeah, like Katie, I like to run a lot, and unlike Katie, I don't feel as braggadocious. I don't need to brag about
Shut
it
up,
all
Josh.
The time. But
who are you, Jeremy?
I am on my running journey, as Jeremy likes to say. And yesterday was weird. I have like a home stretch of about a half mile where it's just a pretty straight path that goes right back to my car and where I can leave. So I'm running that, and I'm finishing up my run yesterday, and in the distance, I'm seeing another runner pass or, you know, get closer to me. And as I'm running up to him, finally get to where I'm about, you know, 3 feet away from him, and I kind of give him the what's up nod that all guys do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, how are you? I have my headphones in, so I can't hear him. I'm not going to have a conversation. But he looks at me, gives me the what's up nod as well. But then, I mean, directly in front of me, farmer's blow, snot rocket. Directly
really?
In front of me.
It's a sign of dominance is
single?
What that is.
Well, I was like,
you into that?
Katie.
Casey.
I've done
Katie
it.
Dives and catches it in her mouth.
I think I'm
talked
in love.
About this already. I've done this before.
Yeah, Katie's done it. But
you
like
know?
I think the thing with Josh is that the guy did it like
right in front of him.
Right in front of him.
Yeah.
Right before the what up, dude.
Yeah.
When you had
it's a
mile,
sign of dominance.
You had a mile to do it or directly after me, because
yeah.
I wouldn't have even heard him. I mean, it's the nod, snot rocket right there. And I was like,
yeah, it's like a dog marking his territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, this is my trail.
It is.
It's
yeah.
so rude.
He probably did it right in front of you on purpose.
He totally did.
You
like,
think so?
I think so.
Because
yeah.
that was my question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he
yeah.
did it on purpose.
What is wrong with people then?
You're
supposed to do it back. Don't
exactly.
we know this?
That's the
it's
that's
runner's
a high.
Etiquette.
Okay. That's
like,
the high that
sup,
you get.
Sup. Like, that's,
and then,
that's a sup.
yeah.
I just was so taken aback.
You're
snot
brothers.
I
yes!
almost had to like jump out of the
that's
way.
Better than what I was
yeah.
going to say.
It's like when you're best friends, you know, when you cut your palm and then
yeah,
you cut your
blood
palm
brothers.
And then blood brothers and
yes.
you shake hands. You guys are snot brothers. You're supposed
yeah.
to fire back. Now you ruined that friendship.
So he's running away from me like he didn't do it back.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, you made him sad.
And bonus points if you catch the snot in midair and they go.
Oh yeah, snot stream bros.
Yes, snot stream bros.
These are disgusting.
I know Josh is not.
And then
like
you take a selfie together.
Right. We just
and we get
that.
Each other's number. We
so
start texting. We
what's
come
the problem?
I think it was disgusting. I had to jump out of the way of his snot.
Oh, buddy. Well,
it was so yucky.
Did you both have your shirts off too?
I know.
No, I am not a shirt off runner.
You're not.
That is not. No,
no.
That's
he
not
enjoys
my thing.
Chafed nipples.
Well, no, but you can buy like, running shirts,
I'll
Jeremy.
Do it.
he just cuts out the holes for his nipples.
No blood here.
Keeps his shirt on. And then got the nip.
Maybe that's why he snot
really
rocketed
like
at me.
That.
I was just straight nippling it out there.
It's like playing darts. He's got to hit the bullseye there.
Exactly.
Bing, bing.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't see what the problem is. But
I thought you guys would have had way bigger of a problem with this than me.
No, that's
he
pretty.
He just wanted to make friends.
Yeah,
I
boring.
Like
that is not how you do it.
This is what marriage has come to after 20 years. Nick Nack and I texting back and forth this morning. Wondering where all the ice packs went in the freezer. We've got, you know, probably 15 to 20 ice packs. It's like in the bottom drawer.
Yep.
For lunches and coolers and, you know, when you fall and twist an ankle.
Yeah.
There's like 3 ice packs in there right now.
I know exactly where they are.
Where are they?
They're in a kid's room somewhere.
That's
they are in a child's room.
They're at the school lost and found.
Yes, yes, the kids have
what
them.
I'm thinking.
Or know where they are. I can guarantee you that.
She's super annoyed because my daughter didn't unpack her lunch from yesterday from camp, and there's 4 of the ice packs are in there, and they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
Not icy at all.
No, yeah.
Super annoyed, so she went and started looking for other ice packs, and they're just non-existent, so. Ah, yeah, marriage.
I don't know why, but
this is marriage.
The shorts drawer of your child, and that's where you'll find the ice pack.
You know they're going to be like in the back of the car,
the
in the garage.
The weirdest place is where you will find them.
My God. Oh, marriage. This is what I do. This is what I do during commercial breaks, you guys. I talk with my wife about where all the ice packs are.
Yeah.
The sexy anyway. Conversation.
There we go. That's what's going on. I do have to give a shout out to my son, who has been extremely creative this summer. One of which is it's him and like this group of 10 other kids. They go zipping around on all their bikes. They're not like these kids zipping around on the motorbikes. They're actually like pedaling and riding their bikes.
Okay.
And going out on adventures. Like he will leave in the morning and we won't see him until like the afternoon. He'll just get, or he'll pop in and out, get a drink,
yeah,
be bright red,
oh,
and
cute,
then take off again. And it's just this group of kids, and they're out having fun and exploring. And they've been doing this thing where they're, you know, they're all going into high school, but they're playing hide and seek. I was like, what? But what they're doing is like they'll break off into pairs,
uh-huh,
and go wherever and hide, and then they text each other clues as to where they might be.
That's awesome.
Like, they'll explain, like, you know, one thing that they see in front of them, you know, like, yeah, park bench or, okay, something like that. And then they all head out and try to find them.
How neat.
So they're playing, like, hide and seek. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that you're not all sitting on your screens.
And I like the addition of technology to hide and seek there. That is an added bonus. Yes,
you guys are being kind of creative. I'm not mad at this.
I can dig that.
I'm glad that they're out having fun in the sunshine. The other thing that he's doing is the old 3D printing powerhouse has been fired up. The 3D printers in the house have been running nonstop.
Oh, what's he making?
For like the past month. You name it. He's making these vases. He's got all sorts of 4th of July earrings that he's making. He's got a big craft fair this weekend.
Oh.
It's like a craft fair / car show, uh-huh, that he does every year with my mother-in-law. Because she's got nothing else to do. And so they sit around all day together at this craft fair, and he'll come home with like $600. I know. I'm like, wow,
does
man.
Does he need an assistant?
I know. No, she's got it taken care of. Okay. Mother-in-law. Nothing else going on, as I mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. She got free time.
He doesn't need two lazy people sitting there.
Hey, oh. You should ask. Don't make that decision for him.
But it's been impressive to go up to his room. I was in his room last night, and he's got like this spread all across his room. And everything's so colorful, you know, because, yeah, all this stuff is so colorful. And he's got everything from like these little skulls. He's made skulls because all these car guys love the skulls.
Yeah.
And these snakes because all of the like the Cobra guys, the Mustang Cobra guys and all that. They scoop up these snakes and they put them on their engines and stuff.
And the snakes are neat, and the lizards and stuff that have all the chain link,
yep,
type,
exactly,
things.
And all these car guys scoop this stuff, yes, up. And now with 4th of July coming up, he's got all this patriotic stuff and these patriotic earrings for the ladies and everything. And I'm like, man, I got a bright little kid in the house, don't
you really
I?
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking to expand too and start doing like merch, like t-shirts and stuff and hats. So I'm trying to help him get set up with like a fourth wall account, and
no way,
he can get t-shirts going and stuff. I mean, smart kid.
He's going to be the richest kid in high school.
I mean,
like, he really is.
He's really about to pace us all. Like, he's about to lap us all on this journey of life. I just,
yeah,
be,
yeah.
You sure he doesn't need an assistant?
I know. Like, me first. I'm trying to figure out how I can glom onto this.
All right?
You know?
Like, what a smart
little
kid.
3D printing empire.
Well, he's doing the thing that Mr. Beast, who's like the most famous YouTuber right now, said you can make millions of followers. It's the faceless YouTube channels.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
what he's done. And
he's done it too.
Rushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day he's coming in and he's like, oh, I got 13,000 followers on this all of a sudden, and all this video got 300,000 views,
uh-huh,
and it's just 3D printing content, which
you're
going to
be living
right
in
now.
Your son's basement soon.
You really are.
You know, you're probably right, buddy.
Not too bad.
I'll be all right with that. I will definitely be all right with that. Got a couple stories here for you. One's good for your body, one's good for your mind. Mars, the candy company, rolling out a new version of M&M's without the artificial dyes, be exclusively available on Amazon in August. So I guess they're starting it there. The only problem is these packs will not have any blue or brown M&M's because they're still in the process of finding alternate color options for those two colors. So they're good on everything else. They see the problem with brown is you need like blue coloring to create the brown. So they've got to figure out the blue first. To get the brown.
Like from the berry?
Yeah, I guess you could do like a blueberry.
They think of the
for
berry?
For natural. I guess.
It is very blue. I guess it's kind
hope.
Of purple.
It's purpley, isn't it?
I guess it's purpley.
But you dilute it with a little bit of water or something. I don't know. The new ones have colors that come from beets and turmeric to create different dye colors. Anyway, they're hoping to phase out all the artificial dyes by 2028 with the M&Ms.
Why do we need colors for that?
I dig that.
Because it's a visual thing.
Yeah, but they all taste the same.
It's a visual thing.
I think it really is just like you've come to get used to this. Like I really think if all of them looked the same, they wouldn't have the same appeal.
Yeah, just have a Hershey's Kiss at that
point. Yeah, because I always like to say like the blues are my favorite, even though they do taste the same, Josh.
But psychologically, you think they taste different, you know, because they're a different color. So. And who's the one? Who's eating all the brown ones?
I know.
Who goes in for a brown one? I go in for the red ones. Come on now. And how about this? Your brain, Katie, can keep improving into your 90s, and you're the closest one here to your 90s.
Shut up, Jeremy. You are. Stop spreading rumors.
Katie's so old, you guys. Anyway, they say just take a little bit of time each and every day to do some sort of brain activity, some sort of thinking skill.
Yeah.
And it's going to help your brain stay young. Besides the mindless scrolling, do something like a crossword.
Oh, I know exactly what you can do.
What's that? What are you doing?
The pinky test,
what
right?
What the hell
you
is a pinky test?
You cross your pointer finger and your middle
Stop
finger.
Stop doing that with your hands.
And then, what? That's what you do. You cross your pointer finger and your middle finger, like you're crossing your fingers, like, ooh, I'm making a wish. And then you press your thumb to your ring finger on your right hand or whatever hand. So you're touching your ring finger thumb, right? And then you take your pinky and you move it back and forth to the side. So that in itself, I know, because you
like
really have to focus. You really have to focus on it. And I'm not talking
I
up
can't
and down.
Go side to side.
Up and down is easy. You need to put it out to the side and bring it back in.
But you can't
they
go to the left too far.
Not only does or this right. help with just like keeping your mind power boosted, but it can prevent against things like dementia.
You're
which
making
I'm,
this
no,
up.
I'm not making
just
it up.
Just so
it's
we all
called,
do this.
It's called the pinky test. Google it and see. But no. I don't know about you, but one of my biggest fears and I think it's because of the notebook, is developing dementia.
I mean,
like
it's
forgetting
horrible. It's a horrible
things
disease.
Terrifies me. And this is supposed to help boost our brain power so as to avoid all that
really?
Stuff. But yeah, and it's because you really have to focus on it. Like you can't
all the
do
years
this
of money and research poured into
Wait,
dementia.
What? Yes.
And all you have to do is cross your fingers and wiggle your pinky.
One thing that can help. And why can't you just keep doing all the things that help? But
explain
yeah,
it again. So you're crossing these two.
Okay, so you cross your fingers like you're making a wish, right? And then you take your thumb and your ring finger and you put them together. You touch them, right?
Okay.
And then you take your pinky and you put it all the way out to the side and then you bring it back. And
Are
you just keep
right?
doing that. You just keep doing it. Exactly.
You like that?
And you really need to focus
on
how about
on by
that?
That?
about that. But no, you really have to focus. And they say you can't do this and scroll on your phone at the same time because you won't do it right. So you have to focus. And
All
that's
right.
part of the game is keeping your mind engaged.
This is nice.
There
I think
go.
I'd still just rather do a crossword
okay,
puzzle.
Okay, or do that.
yeah, word search maybe. you know everybody's doing it right now.
They have to be.
Wiggle, wiggle,
Come
wiggle,
on.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.